friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Danica McKellar is experiencing Jesus after Candace Cameron Burr invited her to church. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A Candace Cameron Burr church invitation led Hallmark star and GAC family actress Danica McKellar to experience something miraculous. And now, she's speaking out about finding Jesus. Danica McKellar has been friends with outspoken Christian celebrity Candace Cameron Burr for years. The two have worked together at the Hallmark Channel and also moved together to its competitor, GAC Media. But God uses special friendship for something much bigger, bringing Danica back to church. As a child, Danica McKellar would attend church on Easter with her father, but that was about it. And even after her dad gave his life to the Lord, Danica just wasn't open to doing so herself. Her impression of Christianity was mostly, unfortunately, the way that it's been misused in the world. But then, one night, she came across a post by friend and Christian celebrity Candace Cameron Burr. Danica was struggling with the idea of forgiveness, and a Bible verse Candace shared stirred up some questions for her. So she reached out to Candace to try and get clarity. Candace Cameron Burr responded by inviting her to church as well as sending her a copy of the Bible. And that response proved invaluable for Danica McKellar. After attending church with Candace Cameron Burr, Danica McKellar realized she had the wrong impression of Christianity all along. "I've been discovering the pure part of it," she said. And as she continued to attend, she experienced the Holy Spirit filling my heart with so much love. "I'm experiencing a relationship with God and Jesus that I've never had before, and it feels miraculous," she explained. Danica realized what she experienced with Candace Cameron Burr at church was the real deal. She felt on fire for the Lord and wanted to share that feeling with the world. So, Danica McKellar took to social media to encourage others to seek the absolute joy and freedom found in Jesus Christ. What's so amazing about it is that it's actually available to everyone. It's available to everyone. And the price of admission, it's just a decision, she said in a video shared on her Instagram account. "It's not even living your life perfectly, because none of us are going to do that. I'm just sharing my journey that I've been on literally only for like the last 2 weeks, that I have been going to church and been finding a lot of amazing love and peace and purpose, and it's blowing my mind." How awesome to see someone so on fire for the Lord. The joy and passion Danica McKellar has after getting back into church with Candace Cameron Burr is truly a gift from God. It's so amazing to see how He works. The Lord used Candace's invitation to bring Danica to Him, and now, in turn, Danica is using her platform to extend the invitation of Christ to all her followers. So, who can you invite to church this week? Six-year-old boy is in need of prayers after unthinkable act puts him in the hospital. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. 6-year-old Dominic Crankle suffered third-degree burns after a tennis ball soaked in gasoline and set on fire hit him in the face. And sadly, the boy's parents say the incident was no accident, but rather a violent act of bullying. Warning, this story discusses a topic that may be considered too disturbing for some audiences. Dominic's family rents an apartment in a multifamily home in Connecticut, and the horrific incident occurred while the 6-year-old and the landlord's 8 and 11-year-old played in the backyard. At some point, the kids took a gas tank out of the shed on the property. Then, allegedly, the landlord's child soaked a tennis ball in the gas, lit it on fire, and threw it at Dominic's face. "I heard him screaming, 'Mommy, help me, they set me on fire,'" recalled the boy's mother, Maria. According to the parents of Dominic Crankle, this is just the most recent incident of bullying from the landlord's children. "My son has been bullied by this child for a year," Maria said. "That day, they purposely threw a gasoline-saturated ball that they lit on fire at my son's face. They called his name so he would turn around. They threw it at Dominic and left him outside alone to die. The parents of Dominic Krankel point to an incident 1 month prior where they allege the landlord's 8-year-old son pushed their son. They can go outside, they'll be playing basketball for 5 or 10 minutes, and everything seems grand. And then maybe 10, 15 minutes goes by, and someone gets pushed, someone gets tripped, someone gets hurt, Father Aaron Krankel reported. And this has been going on, and I am so sick of it. It will not stop, though, until this kid gets put away, because this is not okay. I need justice for my son. The landlord denies the accusations of bullying. Police are reviewing security camera footage of the incident and conducting an investigation. Meanwhile, Dominic Krankel suffered third-degree burns to his face, as well as burns to his arms. He will certainly need prayers as he progresses through the long and painful journey towards recovery. While this is such a truly terrifying incident, God is showing up in many ways. The community is rallying around Dominic and his family and serving them as the hands and feet of Christ. We've had people bringing us dinners to my family before I get home so they have dinner. We've had relatives and aunts, people coming over, and cousins coming over and helping out. It's just been amazing, Aaron said. Likewise, financial support has poured into a GoFundMe page set up to help the family. In only a matter of days, donations exceeded $500,000. And in an effort to help lift the little boy's spirits, the community organized a parade outside the hospital for Dominic Krankel. What happened to their son is horrendous, but the love and support shown to the Krankel family serve as a powerful reminder that a great and loving God holds them and little Dominic in his mighty hands. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with a willing spirit. Psalm 51:12.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.